يعطي حياتي قرآن.
You are listening to season 10, episode 12. بسم الله الحمد لله الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا sisters. إن شاء الله in today's podcast we are hoping to discuss hadith number 11 of 40 hadith of Imam Nawawi series sisters. Today's hadith is narrated on the authority of Abu Muhammad al-Hasan ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, the grandson of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, I memorized from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, leave that which make you doubt for that which does not make you doubt. And this hadith is recorded in Sunan at-Tirmidhi. Abu Muhammad al-Hasan ibn Ali ibn Abu Talib was the grandson of Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam through his daughter Fatima radiallahu anha. Both Hassan and his brother Hussein were beloved by Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In appearance, Hassan very much resembled the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's move on to today's hadith sisters. This hadith is an example of concise speech of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam as mentioned in his introduction by Imam Nawawi. If we look at the wordings of this hadith, it says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, leave that which makes you doubt. What does it mean? It means refrain from that which you are uncertain as to whether it is good or bad, halal or haram. You might be thinking now that we have already discussed this statement in our previous podcast. You are right, sisters. This hadith reinforces the points mentioned in hadith number 6, where our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam laid down a list of criterions for which a Muslim can decide whether something is permissible or not. This hadith goes on to lay principles that can be applied in all aspects of one's life. It shows the road to true piety, sisters. If a person sincerely applies the meaning of this hadith in his or her life, he or she will find true inner peace and psychological happiness, inshallah. Thus, this hadith is of extreme importance. If a believer only does those acts that he is positive and certain are permissible and proper acts, then his heart is at rest. I'm very sure most of us have experienced this in our lives. Psychologically, she is at peace with herself. He or she is not wrestling with him or herself over any particular act that he or she performed. And also, he is not blaming himself for anything that he did because he was certain that the act that he performed was permissible. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued his statement, sisters. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, leave that which makes you doubt for that which does not make you doubt. Meaning, turn instead to that about which you are sure is good and halal. Let me rephrase the meaning with some examples, sisters, so that inshallah you can relate this hadith into your day-to-day activities and understand it in context. Well, you may feel doubtful about many things. So we say, leave that which you have doubts and stick yourself to things or acts which you are certain about, so that you may be safe and sound. If anything makes you feel doubtful and anxious, then leave it. Let me give you a real-life example that most of us experience, sisters. Let's say a sister who does wudu. Then she prays, and she is not sure whether she broke her wudu or not. In this case, she can remember for sure that she made wudu, but not sure whether she broke it or not. In this situation, what she has to do is that she has to leave that which makes her doubt for that which does not make her doubt. We know for sure that she is certain that she made wudu. Hence, she should ignore the doubt or uncertainty as to whether the wudu is broken or not. She should calm down and ignore that doubt or uncertainty and carry on with the prayer. In this situation, no need to make wudu again. Now let me give you another example, which is an opposite scenario. Let's say a sister breaks her wudu and she prays, and she is not sure whether she renewed her wudu after breaking it or not. In this situation, she is unsure whether she made wudu again after breaking it. She is sure and certain that she broke her wudu. Now the principle applied here is that leave that which makes you doubt for that which does not make you doubt. Hence, we leave the doubt and go forward with that which is certain. So, she should make wudu again and pray again so that her prayer would be valid, inshallah. Another example I can think of is sisters. Let's say we are going for an eat out, walking into a restaurant. You see stickers and certificates of halal slaughtered meat. At the same time, you see that they serve pork and alcohol as well. Now you have a doubt. The doubt is whether the meat, the halal meat, is okay to consume. Will it be pure, clean and halal? What this hadith says is to leave that makes you doubt. In this case, it's obvious they serve prohibited ingredients kept next to halal meat. So in this situation, choose not to eat there. Hope it's very clear, sisters. There is another version of this hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam elaborated further by saying, "Verily, truth is tranquility and falsehood is doubt." This means that the truth will lead to tranquility and falsehood will lead to doubt. Let me explain, sister. If a believer finds his or her heart being disturbed by something, then he or she should stay away from it. The heart of the true believer is tranquil at the sight of truth and righteousness. And the heart becomes unsure and shaky at the sight of falsehood and wrong. The sad reality is that we see many people with Muslim names doing all sorts of things that are clearly haram, let alone doubtful matters, sisters. May Allah rectify our affairs and theirs and guide us to the straight path. Ameen. For those who constantly indulge in those kinds of activities, they won't be able to have those feelings. May Allah forgive us all and strengthen our hearts. Ameen. Especially nowadays, this hadith is of extreme importance, sisters. Today, many people talk about differences of opinions among the scholars. Furthermore, there are numerous new things or practices, such as business practices, that seem to have good, some good and some bad to them, and they have not been discussed in detail by the scholars yet. Many people feel free to voice their opinions on a whole range of such topics. How can one save himself from all of this confusion? How can one know what path to follow that will lead him or her to the truth and lead that person to Allah being pleased with him or her? Under situations like this, one truly needs to turn to this hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Having said that, sisters, we should imprint in our hearts and minds that we should not be coming to conclusions of that which we have not enough knowledge. We shouldn't be coming to conclusions for things that we have no knowledge of, sisters. Rather, we should ask from those who have knowledge. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran in surah number 16, verse number 43, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. So ask the people of knowledge if you do not know. We should not allow waswas or whispering of shayateen, sisters. We shouldn't. We should leave out matters which are clearly halal, but leave out the matters which are doubtful. The hadith nurtures someone so that if they can leave what is doubtful, which are still halal, then it will be easy to leave what is haram, sisters. The hadith also helps in telling us and nurturing us to avoid things that are disliked or makruh. It saves oneself from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It leads to the tranquility of the hearts and minds. It distances oneself from that which does not benefit, as you would usually doubt between a makruh or haram action. It leads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loving us, as He loves those who are cautious in following His orders. It helps in being someone who his du'as are always answered, as we discussed in one of our previous podcasts. Let's try our best to avoid those matters that are doubtful, regardless how insignificant they are, and strive to be among those who gain the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. With that nasiha, I am winding up today's session. Inshallah, hoping to meet you all with another hadith next week. Until then, stay tuned with us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. وبذا يسمو إيماني.